This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I want to wish each one of you a blessed Christmas to you today. For unto you in the city of David was born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Unto you was born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And only people who are in sin know that they are in need of a Savior. Oh, I tell you, I am in need of a Savior, even though I have been forgiven. How do I get forgiven? I go to confession, and under the blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin. That sacrament of the church is a sacrament that is wonderful. And people have not been using the sacrament of penance. You know, someone told me I had a bad experience with the priest when I went to confession. Well, let me tell you this. One day I went to confession and I had a bad experience with the priest. He said, "You should have known better." I said, "That's why I'm here. I didn't know better." Rather than say, "Isn't it great that you're bringing your sins to the cross of Jesus Christ?" But he wasn't going to stop me. I was looking for Jesus, and it wasn't Jesus in the confessional, but it was someone who was scandalized by my sin. I tell you, I've sinned against all of the commandments, for the scripture says, if you sin against one, you sin against the ten. But you see, more than sin, we have forgiveness. We have forgiveness. All forgiveness needs to be proclaimed to the world, for the world is in deep need of forgiveness. Sin has touched the world, and sin has brought so much torment to people. People need forgiveness from the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. People need the blood to cleanse them from sin. I love the saints. I keep on telling you about St. Catherine of Siena. She would say when she went to confession, "I'm going under the blood." Alleluia. Under the blood. For the blood taketh away all sins. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. The baby born in Bethlehem today, as we remember, is the baby born to forgive sins upon the cross. Oh, yes, no longer a baby, but a grown man, probably 33 years old, drawing all people into his sacred heart. "When I am lifted up," he said, "I will draw all men unto myself." Oh, I tell you, I bless God for the sacrament of penance. I bless God for the sacrament of confession. All my sins have been drawn into the broken heart of Jesus Christ. People don't know. They don't know that there's power in receiving that forgiveness from Jesus and the church. They don't know. They think, "I'm not going to tell my sins to another man." How proud you are. I tell you, I'll tell my sins, not to everybody, but to one designated to forgive sins in the confessional. Jesus said it, "Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained." Oh, yes, I delight in the sacrament of confession, in the sacrament of reconciliation. And what does the world need now more than ever is the forgiveness of God. Oh, we think we're not too bad. We don't steal from banks. We don't rob from Costco's. Oh, we're not too bad. I don't need to tell anyone my sins, you proud, arrogant person. You need to confess your sins. Jesus said it in the 20th chapter of St. John. To the apostles, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. That gift has been given to the church. And you know what? I have seen more miracles in the sacrament of confession than I have seen when I pray over people. Because it's an inner healing. It heals to the core of the heart. Confessions went out. Psychiatry came in. Now, I'm not saying you don't need a psychiatrist, but the psychiatrist cannot heal you from your sins and forgive you from your sins. Jesus can through the church. I believe it, and I know it to be true. So many times when I went to confession, I was in torment during a time in my life. That was a long time ago. I was in torment. And you know, I would go to confession and confess my sins. After the confession, I would feel release. I would feel tremendous release. God took my sins. Jesus took my sins on the cross. This is absolutely real. This is absolutely true. Unfortunately, people have stopped confessing their sins to the church. And as a result, they are guilt-ridden, tormented, or their hearts have grown cold, or their hearts have grown crusty. Oh, it's humbling to confess your sins to another person. I tell you, I know that when I go to the other person who is a priest, they're sinners too. They need confession too. They need the mercy of God also. So I'm telling you, it's going to be the new year in another week. Get the confession before the new year. Go and confess your sins. All of them, don't hold any back. Go and let God flood you with the glory of his presence. Let God flood you with the glory of God. I tell you, if we were smart as the church, we would hang out banners, confess your sins and receive the mercy of God. Confess your sins and receive the presence of God. Confess your sins and receive the love of God. Oh, someone says, I'm not going to confess my sins to another man. Then you've got to go to Jesus and tell him he made a mistake. John 20, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Go to Jesus and tell him he made a mistake. No, Jesus doesn't make mistakes. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. He doesn't make mistakes. And I want to tell you, you're not a mistake at all. Oh, some people think that they were born as a mistake. No, no, no. God chose you to be born, and you are not a mistake. God chose you to be one of his people, and you are not a mistake. God loves you completely, totally, and entirely. He says, I make no mistakes. You are mine. I have called you, and I will love you. I have called you from the beginning, and I will love you until the end. You are loved by God. You are loved by Christ Jesus the Lord. Yes, that baby born in a manger, in a feeding trough, that baby was born to die. To die, to take away your sins, my sins. Oh, at Mass we say, Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, grant us peace. I tell you, there is no peace in people because they are guilt-ridden with sins. They are guilt-ridden with torment. Go to confession. Get rid of it for the new year. Speak it all out. If you need to, write it all out. Let God hear and let the church hear your sins so that you would receive forgiveness from Jesus Christ and from his church. We need to go to confession. We need to confess our sins. I'm not confessing my sin to another man, you proud and arrogant person. What makes you think that you're better than what Jesus said, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven? But not only forgiven, but restored. 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 I remember a young friend of mine said to me, "Oh, you know how I want to die?" I said, "No." She said, "I want to die after I've gone to confession and die completely after it." I said, "It's probably not going to happen, but that would be a great way to die, I guess, if you're thinking about dying." You see, because something happens in the confessional. Something happens that the psychologist cannot do, that the psychiatrist cannot do. Only God can do through his church. It's wonderful. Why do you think the devil hates people going to confession? Why do you think the devil hates it? Because he knows from the past how people are set free as they confess their sins to God and to the church. Oh, yes, it's all about the enemy hating everything that God did. God gave us the sacrament of penance, confession. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. But you say, "I can't remember them all." Oh, you do the best you can. That's all you can do. The best you can, and lay it out the best way you can. You don't have to be scrupulous. You just have to just say it the way you can say it and to not make any excuses. You see, I make no excuses for my sin. When I sin, I admit I sin. Not because somebody hated me, not because someone called me a name. Oh, no. I sin, and it's my problem, and I need to go and receive forgiveness from Jesus Christ and from his church. And so I keep on telling you, why is the church here for us? The church is here for us to direct our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. The church is here for us to direct our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I am a priest. My priesthood is only to direct the lives of people to the Lord Jesus Christ. How? Through the proclamation of the word and the celebration of the sacraments. And what sacraments especially? The sacraments of penance or confession, the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ, the sacrament of the sacrament for the sick, helping people in their last days to give their life to Jesus and to receive forgiveness. Oh, yes, Jesus was wise to give the church sacraments. He was wise, and yet we don't use them the way we need to use them. We don't go to them the way we need to go to them. When we were kids, we would go to confession every 2 weeks, and we had plenty to tell. But now people say, "I don't sin." Well, John's letter says, "You who say I don't sin, make God a liar. All the men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ." The gift of God is the Lord Jesus Christ who gives us eternal life. What is eternal life? Well, he tells us in John 17, eternal life is this, to believe in the one the Father sent, Jesus Christ, to believe in the one the Father sent. And that's who we celebrate at Christmas, the one that the Father sent, the one that came as Savior of the world, and your Savior, and my Savior too. Oh, yes, Christmas is not about gifts. It's not about shopping. It's not about tinsel. It's not even about trees. Christmas has to do with Jesus Christ, his birth, the only child in the world that was born to be a sacrifice for our sins on Mount Calvary. Your sins, my sins, and the sins of the world. And don't credit yourself with too much credit. You say, well, I'm too much a sinner. Oh, please, that's just an excuse. Your sins are as real as mine. You're not too sinner. You are a sinner. You need salvation. It comes through grace. It comes on the cross. It comes through the sacrament of penance. You need salvation. You need forgiveness. Go and confess your sins. Go and tell it all. Tell it all. And if you need to make an appointment with someone because you've got a lot to say, make an appointment with someone. Get rid of the darkness that has tormented you, even in your dreams. Because God wants you free. What does the scripture say? For freedom, Christ has set you free. For freedom, Christ has set you free. Do not give over yourself to another bondage. You have been set free for freedom's sake. And if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. And the Son was born to set us free from sin. You know, the Christmas carols have the perfect theology. The perfect theology. They tell us of the King that was born in Bethlehem, who came to be our Redeemer, who came to be the forgiveness of our sins, who came to rise from the dead. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish we could have a study on the sacred Christmas carols. They are perfect sermons of the day and time of salvation. They are. Not the foolish ones. I'm talking about the holy ones. I'm talking about the reverent ones. I'm talking about the Christ-centered ones. Read them through. Read them through and see what they say. You can only see what they say if you read them through. They are calling us to repentance, calling us to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, calling us to salvation. For unto you in the city of David is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. You see, I'm not a Savior. I need salvation. That's why Jesus is in my heart. That's why my life is all around and in and through Jesus. Without Jesus, I am minus three. Without Jesus, I cannot do anything that is good for people. I am totally dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what? Because I am, he gives himself to me. But not only to me, but anyone who comes to me, I will in no way reject. I will in no way cast out. That's you. That's me. Fly to Jesus. Fly to him. Know that your sins were taken on the cross. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men and women unto myself. Your sins were taken upon the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. You do not need to be afraid to confess your sins. Go to a priest who is a sinner, who knows the forgiveness of God in his own life. Go to a priest who is kind and who will give you peace as he gives you the absolution of Christ Jesus and the church. I tell you, it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. I've heard confessions on doorway steps. People sitting down saw that I was a priest and they were with me alone. And they said, can I go to confession? Of course. Well, I could tell them, wait on Saturday and come to the church. Oh, no. The Lord was leading them to ask forgiveness. And who am I to say no? Who am I to say no? Wherever it happens. I remember a priest said to me, when he had finished exercising, and in the gym room, a young man came to him, and he said, could you hear my confession? And the priest said, of course. Oh, yes, it's wonderful. It's wonderful that people, when they confess their sins, leave them at the cross and leave completely free. Now, I'm not talking about people that are scrupulous. Scruples are not of God. Scruples are not of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Mary Magdalene came to Jesus, he forgave her without scruples. She was a woman of the streets, and he forgave her without scruples. Totally forgiven. And who was the first one at the grave of Jesus Christ? Mary Magdalene, forgiven of her sins. The first witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus knows how not only to forgive, but to raise us up to be lights in this crooked and perverse generation. Jesus raises us up so that we would be lights to this crooked and perverse generation. Not better than people. Oh, no, I am not better than anyone. But I am called to be a light and a witness of God's forgiveness in Christ Jesus, crucified, died, buried, and raised from the dead. Oh, yes, that's what I'm called to do. On the day of my ordination, someone came to me and said, would you hear my confession? And on a stoop of the stairs, I heard the person's confession. The person was set free. Now, what did I know? I had never done that before. But God did something for the person that I couldn't do unless I was given the power to do it from God and from his church. You see, I believe in the whole Christ, head and members. Oh, yes, the members, all of us, have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But I want to tell you, I thank God for the church that he gave us, the church that is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. I thank God, not because I'm better, because I'm not, but I thank God that I can come every day to receive the word of God and to receive the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for my Catholic faith, that not only am I a Catholic, but as St. Augustine would say, I am a Catholic Christian. I am a Catholic Christian. How? Through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not better than anybody else, but I want to tell you, because I am a Catholic and I am a priest, I am more responsible than most people else. Because what God has given me, he wants me to make sure it is used for his people. It has nothing to do with me. It's all about the body of Christ, all about his people. I was ordained a priest of the Lord Jesus Christ for the people of God, one at a time, one at a time. Even as I do these broadcasts, I do not speak to multitudes. I speak to you, one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. And I want to tell you, you are loved with an everlasting love. God has plans for you that only He can give you. But you need to ask in this time of Christmas, I want your plans, O God. I want your plans to become real in me. I do not want to do my will. I want to do your will. I want to know that your ways are greater than my ways and your thoughts are greater than my thoughts. So because of this, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender my life to you. Please, please, He will never reject you. Please, please. He will never torment you. Please, please, give your life to Jesus this Christmas day. Do it. Do it. Do it now. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In season and out of season.